You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
The meeting of land organizations in Brasilia in the lead-up to FAO's consultation.
Over 15,000 people demonstrated black Sunday women organizations liberal policies of the European Union in Latin America, towards the action sovereignty. Of its corporations
nearly 120 social groups
nearly 120 social peasant rural and women organizations have been working from Monday in the Brazilian capital in a meeting that will set the basis Latin America and voluntary guidelines on land and natural resources to be submitted before the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization.
Several Spanish trade unions joined the agrarian reform that includes and exceeds the massive land distribution,
a change in the technological framework to achieve real food sovereignty,
the march began at rural areas with demands
and the installation
Europe
of self-managed capital
industries
are some of the main goals to be developed.
The demonstrators marched down Alcalá Street
to ask for the original conference of social organizations, social movements, and NGOs and voluntary guidelines for land ownership and natural resources,
and it takes place at the headquarters of the
National Confederation.
The brutality of the crisis
workers
has to be paid by those
contact.
Who caused it.
The chair of the local organization,
Alberto
Brock, and the state
representative of Latin American coordinator,
the member of the organization,
Claudia Maia
Martinez,
opened
the
event together with the Brazilian Minister of Rural Development,
Guilherme Castel,
and the coordinator of the Committee
for
the Sovereignty for Latin America, Mario Almada, from Chile. After 3 days of deliberations, the delegates from 20 countries will draft a political position document with specific proposals of the social movements to be submitted. Submitted at the FAO's consultation meeting to be held in the office of the Brazilian Foreign Ministry, Itamaraty. The opening addresses highlighted the current advance of capitalism to control and exploit natural resources, land, and biodiversity. They understand that this exceeds the peasant issue. The representative of CLOC and the Rural Landless Workers Movement of Brazil emphasized that the international agency called an assembly to acknowledge the existence of billions of people who suffer hunger in the world, which is a result of the agriculture and development model imposed by the capitalist system. Then the representative of the Brazilian government said that the meeting is part of the creation of a post-neoliberal agenda where the people's goals for their development and to overcome capitalism are set. In his opinion, the neoliberal paradigm has been left behind, especially in Latin America. Meanwhile, Mario Almada highlighted the importance of having achieved a real participation of the organizations as a way to influence on FAO's actions. So there will be a consultation in Africa, in Burkina Faso, and in Europe, in Rome. Almada said the problem of hunger in the world is not the result of food production per se, but of how food is produced and distributed globally.
You're listening to Real World News.